Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This week is Thanksgiving week. I want you to take a minute and think about all the things you're grateful for. Seriously, I made a list this past weekend, and I'm really proud of myself. I'm grateful for a lot of things, mostly grateful for life, my family, all of you, this listening audience that has been so incredibly supportive, whether it's in the United States or outside of the States, outside of our borders, meaning, you know, so many of the wonderful people we've met from the UK in our Author's Corner, or Australia, or Wales, or you know, any of the numerous other countries, and how concerned they are. I say this all the time about how we're doing in the United States. And the answer is we just have to get through this hump, as I've said so many times. I wish I had some fabulous answer to all the woes of COVID and the fighting over the masks and the events that people are going to where they're not wearing masks and then it becomes a super spreader event or too many people walk away with, just a couple people rather, walk away with COVID and somehow and they can't figure that out and then that spreads. Well, so I guess that's a super spreader event, but whatever the definition of that would be. And, you know, I was just reading about the kids in Missouri and the fact they wanted to have a party, so the parents set up a party and it was at a steakhouse and then what that turned into, and nobody wants to see that, of course. And we are all so hungry, I think, for that human connection. There is a lesson in all of this, and I hope that in thanking, you know, thinking of Thanksgiving and what you're grateful for, your God, your, you know, your people, your, you know, whatever, the livelihoods you've got right now and et cetera, and what's coming down the road. I certainly hope that one of the things that you think about is what is it going to be like when you get out of this and when you get into these rows with people. Let bygones be bygones. You know, it's like the Hatfield and McCoys. I have some friends like that where something happens and they get miffed at that somebody, whether it's something at work or maybe it's something a little bit bigger than that, but they hold on to it for so long. And I mean, unless it's life threatening, I understand there's things that happen that are almost unforgivable, but I mean, just move on, move through it. One life, that's all we have. And I mean, I think that there is, like I said, a lesson in all of this COVID stuff. And in the meantime, you know, we're still at this place in the United States where there's no concession from the president, although lots of Republicans are urging him to do that. I know from my sources that, of course, he was upset that he lost because he's not used to losing. And boy, that's really true. If you look at the history of Donald Trump and his businesses or Celebrity Apprentice or any of that, and then certainly winning the presidency the first time around. And there really is some validity from people I know in the know when it comes to raising money and awareness and whatnot on the Republican side of the aisle, that there really is validity in Donald Trump wanting to run again in 2024. So that says to me that no matter what happens after January, he's would have to be relevant. He'd have to be out there. He'd have to be having his message heard, because then that's 4 years later. And of course, you know, a lot of things can change in 4 years, but bouncing from the popularity that he does have, because really this country was split. I mean, that's what the Democrats are trying to figure out. They thought it was going to be an avalanche on, you know, their side, that people were not happy with some of the tweets, some of the things that happened, with just blaming COVID on the president, whether it's from the economic side or, you know, from the side of the loss of life and what the information was. But that's not what the country is. I mean, the country really is really split. We know that. It's really polarized. Maybe you don't live in that kind of community, but I bet if you were to survey within 3 miles of your house, you would have all kinds of different opinions on where we are as a nation, what happened, what happens when we bounce out of this, how do you feel about the vaccine, how do you feel about Biden winning the presidency, how do you feel about the next 4 years, what do you think in 2024, Donald Trump comes back, does he get elected? And you know, I said this to a big party leader, when you look at 2024, who are the Republicans that, and we don't know, 4 years can change a lot, but who are the Republicans that are what I'll call the shiny objects that people are attracted to, that they've got the message people want to hear, that they are totally electable because they can get the numbers needed, they can get the electoral votes. And right now, even looking at some really interesting possibilities, I don't see it. So 2024, if Donald Trump was healthy, really could become a reality. And from, again, some of the insiders I know, that is not a joke. That's not something that's being floated as just, hey, 2024. It's something that seriously is being taken into consideration. And again, as we all know from our own lives, so much can happen in 4 years. So this week we have lots to be grateful for, including some of the interesting authors we met, some of the interesting people along the way we met, some of the conversations we've had, and that is the goal this week, is to bring some of that to you. Many of you may actually be traveling somewhere. There's safe ways to do that. I know a lot of people are doing that by car, and there are people who have social distance, and it's a very small amount of people that are coming together, where the gathering where they're going isn't 20 people, 15 people, you know, whatever it is. It is a very strange Thanksgiving, I have to say. It is. It's not like, if we wind the clock back, of course, to last year, and what was the conversation? Let's finish strong. We're going into a new decade. What are your goals for the decade? What do you want to happen personally? What's going to happen professionally? What's going to happen in business? What's going to happen with the country? And so, you know, the pandemic, since the beginning of March, really has taken hold of so much of the conversation and the thoughts and business and the economy. So those goals that were set crashed around so many people. And you think of the industries, and we've talked about it and had people on along the way, from the entertainment fields, from the hotel business, where so many people in this country, wonderful people, are involved in hospitality and tourism. Wherever you're listening to me, there is a tourism board. There are people that are part of a convention and visitors bureau, or a visit whatever your city is what the new terminology is. And people come for a reason, whether it's a small area, whether it's a big area. And so much of the economy relies on that. So that was devastating. And that goes along with airline travel. And that goes to just travel in general. And you don't have to repeat the process. But moving forward to get that GDP back, really it's going to take even another year probably after this one, but I think we'll see a big economic bounce once we get out of probably the first couple of months in 2021, and hopefully by spring it'll be a whole different story as to what we're talking about. Anyway, I'm grateful for all of you. A big virtual hug. Stay with us, and remember, you can always hit me up at kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. This motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Unbelievable. Think about this. He moves to Vegas from Rochester, New York at 15. He starts singing at 16. Do you know he sings in 7 languages? People describe Daniel as a classic crossover singer-songwriter because he sings in different genres. So pop, rock, classical. I love it, and I am so thrilled to have him on this show. Think America's Got Talent and beyond. Hey, Daniel, thanks for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me tonight, Kate.
So for you, you know, first of all, what's it like when you just heard that little clip there and I'm broadcasting all over the country. What's it like for you to hear that, to hear yourself? I mean, is it kind of surreal a little?
Oh, it's absolutely surreal. It's something that I don't know if you can ever get used to hearing yourself go on the radio. I don't think you can ever get used to that. It's awesome.
I love that. So you knew. What was it that made you know inside that, you know what, I have to do this. This was what I was born to do. How'd you know?
You know, I would say there is a feeling that you get when you're on stage that just feels like home. It feels like it's the right place to be, and it feels safe. It feels safe, and it's amazing to connect with people emotionally on stage. There's not a lot of professions that can say that you can forge an emotional bond with hundreds of people within 3 minutes in the length of a song, and you get to take this emotional journey together that the first time I stepped on stage as myself, not as a character in a play, just as me singing, I felt that feeling immediately, and I knew this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Nice. So tell us about the America's Got Talent, you know, performance. Everybody, I think a lot of people listening know about it, frankly. But let's just say there's a few people that were hiding behind the rocks and they don't know. Tell us what happened there that really, I think, made you even more famous.
Okay. America's Got Talent was a roller coaster for me, for sure. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible opportunity, and it was full of high points. And it was full of some curveballs as well. So in my first episode, my very first audition in front of the celebrity judges, little old me is going out. I mustered up my courage to sing an original song in Italian in front of Simon Cowell, which is terrifying. And I got out there and I was into my song. I was feeling it. And right in the middle of my number, Simon stops me. Not exactly how you want your first audition to go.
No.
But, see, I didn't know this in the moment, and I wish that I did, because it would have made that the moment a little less painful. But Simon didn't stop me in the middle of my song because he didn't like what I was singing necessarily. He, I guess, had another song in mind that he wanted to hear me sing. I guess he heard something in my voice that he really wanted to hear this other song. And this song was called Passera. And Simon said, okay, I'm going to give you 1 hour. You're going to go off stage and learn it. And then you're going to come back and sing it in front of me and all the people watching at home. And it was the most stressful hour of my entire life. I can guarantee you that. But through sheer determination, adrenaline, and caffeine, I was able to go away and learn this new song in Italian, come back and sing it. And I got a standing ovation from the judges. And it was the best moment of my life.
Ah, love it. So you catapult from there, where you end up on tour with Marie Osmond, who is like the nicest person on the planet Earth, right?
Yes, she is. She is a hero of mine, and it's an honor and a joy to get to be alongside her as we've traveled around the country.
What did she tell you about careers or singing? Did she give you any good pieces of advice? I can only imagine.
She has given me so much advice. It is, I don't say this lightly, it is a masterclass every time I get to be around her, whether on stage or behind the scenes. She is just the consummate professional and entertainer. She's amazing. I think the piece of advice that sticks out the most to me that she has passed on, when she and her brothers were young and performing in Las Vegas, they met Elvis from time to time, and Elvis gave them this advice that she has now passed on to me that I'll share with you now. Elvis told Marie that if he could go in his career and do anything over again one more time, it would be to thank each and every fan personally. And as I've been able to tour with Marie, I have seen that she has lived that advice every day, because her fans are the most incredible, most loyal human beings, because she treats them right. She treats them with respect, and she cares about them. And that's something I hope to do for my own fan base as it grows.
Wow, I love that. That is a good piece of advice. Who doesn't want raving fans? And especially in the entertainment industry, because they follow you all the way through. So I'm glad she told you that. You also got to perform the national anthem, like for Major League Baseball, a game there, probably a couple games, NHL, Rock and Roll, Marathon Series, heavyweight boxing. What was that feeling like? Because, you know, then you're talking about a different kind of animal. You're talking about sports crowds, and that could be kind of exciting. Plus, you get to sing the anthem.
Exactly. It is my favorite performance, but at the same time, it's the most, difficult, I would say, at the same time, because the anthem is such a sacred song, and the fans in that crowd, that's something that you have to get right. There's no room for error. And when you get to perform a song like that and, you know, sing the praises of our country in front of 20 to 50,000 people, and sometimes when it's broadcast around the country as well, that is just an immense moment. There's no better moment than that. and I've been lucky enough to perform for the home opener for the LA Angels. I was actually supposed to do the national anthem for the home opener that was scheduled for next week, and I'm so bummed that it's been postponed, but rightfully so. When we all can gather again together, hopefully we'll get to sing for another game this season for them. The national anthem is truly my favorite performances whenever I get to perform them, because it is just an incredible, unforgettable moment.
Oh, I love hearing that. So you're in Vegas. Vegas is dark. You were getting ready to do a big show and really pop out there even more, which I'm sure will come back to you. What's it been like for you during this period?
It's been a period of uncertainty, of course, for all of us. This is new territory. We are living history, and it is watching us. So it's just a very interesting time to be alive. But what is the benefit for, there's not a benefit to being in this situation ever, but what we can do for me, I'm able to take this time to really build my craft, hone, rehearse, make sure that when we come out the other side of this, because we will, then we're ready to hit the ground running, and I'm able to bring this an even greater level of show and performance to the audiences I'll have the honor of being in front of later on this year.
I love it. All right, so I have to ask you like a few goofball questions. What do you do? What kind of goofy things do you do? You're a young guy. Are you like into video games? Do you eat, I don't know, Cocoa Puffs? What do you do?
Now I have time for things like video games, but I wasn't before. I'm pretty much married to music, but I do have my rescue dog, and I love to be out hiking and be out in nature when we can. Right now, of course, is a little more difficult, but I love to cook. That's the other thing. That's honestly what I'm spending 90% of my time doing now, and my waistline is showing it, and that's not good. But I love to cook everything under the sun, from Italian to Mexican, and my cooking skills are improving during this quarantine time. I will say that.
I love that. I understand. I'm right there with you. I was in getting good shape doing the hiking thing, too. And, you know, this is what happens to us. Daniel, what a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want everybody to go and definitely friend Daniel. Look him up if you haven't heard of him, which I can't believe. But go to DanielEmmett.com. And we're going to post this all over the place. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, Kate.
All right. And we'll keep up with you. Thanks. Love it. Like I said, in fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit more of Daniel as we kind of trail out here. But you heard Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith, and that's his most requested song to actually perform since he appeared on AGT. And, boy, just... he really does have, I think, an incredible amount of talent, and we've just seen the beginning of him, and obviously Maria Osmond knows that. How about Placido Domingo saying he's the future great entertainer? Woo! So check it out.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three states, including Pennsylvania, certified their 2020 election results on Tuesday. North Carolina certified the state's 15 electoral votes for President Trump, and Nevada's certification gave former Vice President Joe Biden the win in that state. The count in Pennsylvania gave Biden a lead over President Trump of around 80,000 votes, but Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler says that certification may be premature. He tells Newsmax TV that the Trump campaign has a compelling equal protection case.
The issue is really this. It's equal protection. You had some counties that were controlled by Democrats, Democrat-concentrated areas, that were allowing voters to cure ballots. And in the Republican areas, they were not allowed to cure ballots. You also had ballots being counted that improperly, that did not have addresses on them, that didn't have signatures. So there was a different application of law.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has revealed some of his cabinet picks, and his selection for Treasury Secretary has some in the energy industries worried. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
Michigan's Attorney General says her office is investigating threats against members of the Wayne County Canvassing Board. The Republican chair of the board, Monica Palmer, says she's received text messages threatening her and her family since the board voted last week to certify Wayne County's vote. Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office will investigate all credible threats against government officials, regardless of party. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joining us now on the show virtually, and it's such a pleasure to speak with him, Graham Burgess. He's written a book called PRDS, Paradise with the Secret Garden. Paradise and the Secret Garden, boy, it conjures up all kinds of images. And this is going to make you think differently, I think, about life in general and Egypt and going back deeper and deeper and deeper. So I don't want to give it all away. Graham, thanks for joining us.
Okay, lovely.
So tell me why you wrote the book.
Well, one of the reasons was recently I've discovered that an architectural creation of major worldwide importance is being damaged because the people now working on it, and it's a place that used to be the National Police College in England, it's full of so many secrets, it's unbelievable, that it was all brought about in 1600 when a man called Lord Zouche commissioned people to help, and one of them was an amazing man called Henry Wotton. Now, he was a politician, right? We're in the field of politicians now, and he was a man who said, what's a diplomat? A diplomat is a politician that goes abroad to tell lies on behalf of his country. But while he was in Venice, in Italy, he translated the work of Vitruvius, the special architect, going back hundreds of years. And a lot of the architecture is based on the shape of the human body and geometry. And what happened was, when people came over to be taken round Rome and Italy, they were exposed to this. And when they came back home, they built all the big mansions, etc., and they're all based on Vitruvius, and Rome. So Henry Wotton was a very special person. He's been dead hundreds of years. The two previous men I mentioned, Mac and Randall, they're both dead now, but they're people who influenced me. And what's happening is, it's in the book, it explains what this, why this place is laid out as it is. And all the mansions, or many of them, had what people call a lake beside them. But they were not a lake. They were a simulation of the River Tiber. And the River Tiber used to represent time. Time passes me by. So these lakes, many of them, have something else in them. And it's a very special island. And it's called an Anky Panky Island. And it's where they used to go to get up to a bit of Anky Panky.
Wow.
And the property that I'm talking about has just been sold, and the rivers, where there was a river, it's been overgrown for a long time. There's no water there now. But the property's been sold and cut in half, and the half with the Anky Panky Island on is separate from the rest. So, you know, it's a bit of a mess up.
So, I want to stop you for a second, because we could go in a lot of different directions. You have unlocked so many historical references and going back as to why you see this and why you see that. And you talked to me off the air, and you were talking about, you know, the ancient Egyptians. So much is traced back there, and you talk about that in the book.
Yeah, but there's much simpler things than that. In America, you use the dollar, don't you?
Yeah.
You have a dollar, you use a dollar every day. Well, the word dollar is... let's look at two parts of it. Doll, which means a share, a dole, and at the end is AR. Now, RA is at the beginning of Randall's name, and the letter R, wherever it appears, means intense external energy. So if you look up at the sun, you see a central spot and lots of lines coming out. We only need two to give us a letter R. If you want to move more, we put two in a word. Carry. If you want to go faster, hurry. If we're sadder, sorry. Words you've got to watch with three of them in it. And horror, terror. And you've got to watch a mirror. And an error is something you've got to watch. And so this RA... The R is the intense external energy coming down into the letter A, which represents our perceived reality, the world we're in. It's firm foundations. At the top, there's a spire. We could aspire to all sorts of things. We don't. Capability Brown, another famous landscape architect, nobody ever looks above 27 degrees unless there's a special reason. What's the angle used in shop shelves now? 27 degrees.
Wow.
So, Ra, wherever it appears, and we're now on the Ra Dio, aren't we? Ra, intense external energy, coming in, and then you've got the other letters, which all have a special meaning, and it's exactly what we're doing. I is individual, and O is birthing, more to come. So if you want to eat more, you put two in a word, food. Want to be more emotional, mood. If you want to be better, good. Cover most of your head, hood. There's no limit to the topics once you start analyzing the individual letters that are in the bottom.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean,
you get the meaning of your names, you see. So the dolly, the English alphabet is made up of letters that are straight lines at different angles or half arches. Origin of angles and archangels. The French say we speak anglais. If you get the letter C, it means capable of creation. If you carry on around with it, you end up with the letter O, which means birthing, more to come. A proof of a word, you look for words that have got more than one of the letters in, like I told you then about the letter R.
Yeah.
The word cocoon has got three C's, capable of creation, and three opportunities to give birth, etc. And that's exactly what a cocoon is. But if you lock the letter C to an I, an upright eye, that creativity is kept in place for the future. And so it's in added. And it's at the beginning of dole. Now, in the ancient times, they used to cut the crops, the straw. Seven handfuls made a yelm. Seven yelms were all bundled together to form a stook. And then they were taken to a high spot for the winnowing process, because the wind blew the chaff away. And they laid it down on the ground on a place that they put a circle of stones round, and that was called a threshold. You've walked over a threshold today, probably several times. We still use the word. They stamped on it, separated the straw from the grain. The grain was taken away and put in baskets and jars, but the straw was stacked up into a massive haystack. Now, before they did that, they put a drainage groove in the ground underneath, which was called a rigol. And originally that was just the helix, but then somebody in the Neolithic invented what we call a classic type 1 maze. It's got an internal rotational symmetry that caught on intellectually, but it was used practically. Anyway, what I haven't told you is when the people arrived with the stooks, there's a bloke there saying, how many have we got? 50? He then went to a raised area around the outside of this, a bank, and on the bank was a little building called a dolmen. And in it was the original credit cards. And they were not made of plastic. They were made from corn. And they were corn dollies. And they were handed over so the people could take them away, hang them up safely at home, and then come back and get a share of the crop, to feed their cattle through the winter. Now, we call a maize. The French call it le dédale, which is after a tree. What do the Germans call a maize? A dollhouse, a harvest home. And so this is all this history that's come through, and we still use it. So your dollar is a doll, and then a raw intense energy coming back to you because you've used your dollar.
Boy, I could talk to you throughout this entire show and have you analyze so many different words. We're speaking with Graham Burgess, and of course the book is PRDS, Paradise, The Secret Garden. And when people read this book, I think you're really saying it, but what do you want people to take away, Graham?
I want them to take away a bunch of keys. All the things in this book are keys for people to look at things slightly differently and understand what the hints are so they can discover things that I haven't discovered. And it's not just words, it's paintings. I've discovered secrets in the work of Botticelli, Manet, and the Botticelli one has been on show for ages, and millions of people have looked at it. And when he painted it, there was a guy called Cesare Agnew, and he had a campaign on called the Bonfire of the Vanities, and he was burning anything, any work of art or anything, that had anything to do with gambling or sex. If he'd known what was secretly hidden in Botticelli's painting, it would have gone on the bonfire, but it hasn't. And again, it's absolutely, and I'm discovering things every, I'm already thinking about the next edition of this book, because the people who I meet at the very beginning, I originally call them my hosts, but I woke up one morning and switched on the radio, and there was a man on the radio, talking about ghosts. And for the first time ever, I analysed the word ghost, and the word ghost is host with a G in front, and the letter G is a C, which means capable of creation, but a letter T, which means of substance in this reality, is added to it. And we still say, tell me to a T. So a ghost is a well-done host. And so that's what these people are. They're well-done hosts. But what they've left is still a part of, is hosting my life.
Right. It's the keys. I love that.
You've got a K at the beginning of your name, right?
Yeah.
There's an upright vertical and then two lines shooting out in all sorts of directions. And if you look at a word that's got two of them in it, one at the beginning and one at the end, is kick. Right?
Right.
Now, statistically, the most used letter in the English alphabet is the letter E. It looks like a shelving system. And it means capable of taking in, holding and giving out energy and information. So, if you want more of that, you put two in a word. Feed, heed, speed, need. Now, the letter that amazed me more than any other, because I spent a lifetime dealing with plants, is the letter Y. And if you look at it, it looks like a tree. And it actually means wherever it is, capable of taking in, holding information for future beneficent use. And that's exactly what a key is, isn't it?
Wow. Wow. And you know what? That is the perfect place to end this. Graham Burgess, wow. You just tied it all up for us.
Yeah. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. This motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wow, this man has such an interesting life, and his book that we're going to talk about and his books are the books that you should run to pick up because you will get so lost in the stories. James Calderwood joins us now, and he joins us from Australia, and the book that we're going to focus on, but I'm going to mention the other books too, is one that he's written called The Opal Dragon. James, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much.
So the Opal Dragon makes us think of a lot of different things. One, how'd you come up with the title, and what's the book about?
Well, the book starts in the Philippines with a young lad, and he was the son of a local prostitute, so he was certainly not very well off working the markets. He committed a robbery, and he stole a case from an old builder. I'm terribly sorry. He stole a case from an old jeweler as he's walking home. Unbeknownst to him, it contained a lot of money and unfinished jewelry items and gold and silver. So from there, he went back to his mother, and they looked at this money, and she took some of it and he hid the rest of it. And then they found the police were chasing him. So he went to the mountains. In the mountains, he went to stay with an auntie who was very poor. And when he was there, he found a completely different life than what he'd been through being belted by some of his mother's customers and all this kind of stuff. And but the worst part that's happened to him there was the village got attacked by some terrorists looking for food. His auntie got murdered. So he came back to Manila and he had a rather large cut in his face where this lad that had killed his auntie had tried stabbing him, and he stabbed him back, killing him. But the from there it gets down to where he gets into the drug trade and was very nearly thrown into the ocean off the end of the wharf with chains around his legs. And he made up his mind to pay this person back. So he had a plan to get this family when they were coming back from church on Sunday. And he rigged up they used for stopping cars across the road so the car would get flat tires, that he'd break the window of the car and threw petrol over this old guy and set a light to him. And that's where the name the dragon come from. Allie
wow.
The dragon.
I got to interject here because this book, it was so interesting that it was asked for, it was a rewrite asked for by an Adelaide movie producer. So that's pretty high praise for your work. And you know the opal trade because you were an opal miner, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a bulldozer working at Cavapiti. And we'd go up there for about a month or 6 weeks, two or three times a year when things were a bit quiet on the farm. And we're in the nice little patch. Some of the... we're finding mainly opalized shells material, which was beautiful colour, and as soon as we found any seam materials, it had might have had a little line of colour or something through it. But the shells were sought after really well because they didn't crack when they were cut. And the we found pretty good money. I didn't really keep a lot of records on this, but it was paying, and it helped the farm income considerably.
I bet. And when we think of opals, boy, people listening across the world are listening to this, and they have images of what the opals are. What do you hope people take away from reading The Opal Dragon?
Well, it's sort of a thing of people striving hard and trying to work through adversities to get to a better place, really. And this is, this lad in the Philippines eventually came to Australia to get away from, you know, being caught by the local mafia. And he came into an industry where there was so much money, and some of the things he did were not legal, but almost legal. He was getting away with buying opal off the people that were stealing it and this sort of stuff. So then the farmers, well, they went to Cooperpedi, and they with some friends. The friends had gone up there and got enough money to pay the bank off. A couple of old characters they were that lived in the shed, like a partitioned off end of a shed on a next door farm, and they lived a pretty rough life. They used to have what was called a 4-day stew. The first day it was edible. The second day it was getting a bit rancid. The third day only them could eat it. The fourth day the dogs got it. So the people followed them up there and to Cooperpedi, and they built up some really nice opal on a claim they'd take next door to these people. And they had an old bulldozer on the farm, and they took that up and started working. And they started to dig up some really good opal. far more income in that than they'd ever thought they'd ever earn on the farm. Then they found a pocket of a nest. There's four opalised eggs in it. Now, these are black opal. And they were worth around $1 million each.
Wow. Well, soaked that in. Yeah.
The opalised eggs, I asked a friend that was living next door to us. We had a small dugout at Keeper Petey, like a hole dug in 1927 in the side of a cliff. And this guy, in fact, they found a huge pocket of things that looked like bricks years ago. And they broke some open. There was no opal in them. It was just potch, which is worthless opal. And he'd pushed them out. And he's talking to a friend a few days later, and this friend said, "You found a nest of dinosaur eggs. What'd you do with them?" And he said, "Oh, we pushed them out in the dump." The guy said, "Well, dinosaur eggs are worth a lot of money each." And this guy said, "Well, we wouldn't know where they were, because they're probably under 20 feet of dirt by now."
Wow.
So that
was... What a story. And so it's interesting, the characters from you know, the book are, I would assume, have some characteristics of people in your life, especially because of what you just told us, those enthralling stories. And you've written some other books, too, and we don't have time to go deep into them, but I wanted to mention them, Opal Eggs of Fire. You also have another book called Great White Shark Tales and Bernardo's Circus, and they're all fascinating and different. And Great White Shark Tales, that's interesting because, you know, Shark Week is huge in the United States on the Discovery Channel, and people outside of Australia, probably in Australia, are fascinated with great white sharks. Why do you think that is?
Well, they're the main predator around our area in the ocean, and there's been quite a few people over the years that have been taken by sharks. And I know two or three that have been, actually. But, I mean, there's a lot more people killed in car accidents, probably even from these things. But I think in our mind, it's not very nice to think of yourself being attacked by something you're eating.
No, it's not. It's scary, and I think that's it. I think it's our fear. Our fascination is part of the fear of that. James, all of your books, of course, are on Amazon. They're all great, interesting, different tales. And I'll tell you, you planted the seed in me that a dinosaur egg, opals, I can't even imagine what that would be like. And your tale is so good, the things that happened. No wonder why a movie producer was interested in it. So run, like I said at the beginning of this, and pick up these books. James, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.